Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah says, Mashbiya ani alechem im lo tavo'u v'te'iduni. Somebody says to two witnesses, I am putting a swear on you. If you don't come and testify on my behalf, sheyesh li biyad peloni nezek, I have in the hand of so-and-so nezek, a debt of damages that that person owes me for damaging property, or he damaged me. V'hatzinezek, or that person, other, he owes me for hatzinezek, half damages. Hatzinezek, for example, is when, let's say, an animal kicks out a rock from under him, and that rock hits property, and that property is damaged. They pay half nezek, or tashlume kefel, a double payment someone owes because they stole something from me. Tashlume arba'a v'hamisha, or a 4 or 5 time payment that someone owes me because they stole a sheep or an ox and they slaughtered it or sold it. In that case, they would have to pay a 4 or 5 times value. Vishin anas ish peloni et biti upita et biti, or somebody lo alenu raped my daughter and therefore they owe me money, or somebody seduced my young daughter and they owe me money as a knas, as a penalty. Veshehikani beni, or that my son hit me. If a son hits a father without wounding him, he owes money. If he wounds him, the son is hayav mita at that point in time. Veshehaval bi haveri, veshehidlik et gedishi b'yom kippurim, or that my friend wounded me, or he set fire on my stack of grain on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, a person for violating this type of melacha, as opposed to Shabbat, where he's hayav mita, here a person is karet bide shamayim. So we say that the idea of kamla bedrabamine, that the higher of the two punishments, doesn't kick in when there's a chiyuv karet. So let's say somebody's hayav mita bide adam, betin will put him to death, and he owes money, that only the higher form of that punishment kicks in. One of the two. So here would be chiyuv mita, and there would be no fine. But in this case, when it was Yom Kippur, that there was damage and a violation of Kippur at the same time, both of those will still be in play because violating Kippur is karet, and therefore it doesn't knock out the penalty. Hare elu hayavin, in all of these cases, if the witnesses falsely swear that they don't know anything, and then they admit that they do know the testimony, they would be obligated to bring a korban hatat olev yored, because they failed to testify and they caused a person to lose out on money.